The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rashawn Blyden.
It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing along. Worked all week trying to make a dollar, listening to that boss man holler. Take a look and what do I see? Middle of the week, halfway free. It's party time tonight. It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing.
Welcome to Political Bombshell. Rashawn Blyden here. 323-835-1123. PoliticalBombshow.cf. Yes, it's a later edition, not morning. I slept in. I had an appointment today with the ear doctor, and I declined to go. I have here in my hands a bill. I was about to go to my appointment. Then I saw from the ear and nose throat surgeons that the bill skyrocketed from $199 to $536.57. So I naturally called them and went straight to the bill department and said, "What? Why is my bill this high?" And they say, "Your insurance deductible must be high, so they don't hardly pay anything." Aetna, you are the Obama of insurance companies. I said, "Could kindly transfer me to where I need to go to cancel this appointment, because I'd rather go deaf than to keep going back there." They put this is all they did, put something in my ear to suck whatever is in my ear out, and say, "Oh, you got some more left. Why don't you come back in again so we can charge you some more money?" No, not going back. Screw that. So, yeah, I think that's about to be my subject. Are insurance rates really going down? Are you still paying high costs? That is my focus for today. It really feel like they were soaking me. It feels like I was in a bathtub being soaked, you know? So,
rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Bo-bo-bo-dee-o, rubber ducky, joy of joy.
But it wasn't fun for me. I was getting soaked. So definitely not going back there. Yes, there's still a ringing in my ear, and there may be some loss of hearing, but I'm not going back there. I'm not going to keep going back there. I'm done. I'm leaving in God's hand now. If I'm going to get better, I will. If not, I can still hear perfectly fine out of my left ear. So I'm done with them. Done! Let's get on to some news here. The monster hurricane heads to Florida. It's heading there on this hump day. Let's see. Historical analogs for Hurricane Michael, Herman, Dennis, Ivan, Opal, and Kate. And I'm looking at a picture of some, it looks very beat up. It looks like some type of beach home. Looks very beat up. Again, I say, tune in to your news. So let's talk a little bit about hurricanes for now. Hurricane Herman in 2016, the most recent hurricane to hit the region, was Hurricane Herman, which struck the Big Bend coast just east of street marks as the Category 1 hurricane with 80 miles per hour winds September 2nd, 2016. I can recall when I think of hurricanes, I think of 200 plus miles per hour winds, Hurricane Hugo, when I was in St. Thomas. I always remember that hurricane because I can remember it as if it was, as if it happened yesterday when I was sleeping in my bed, and somehow I opened up my eyes. Well, not somehow. Apparently, it was a loud noise. I didn't know what it was. I opened up my eyes, and the first thing that came to my mind, no kidding, I could see the sky. And the first thing that in my head I said, wow, the sky looks beautiful. I mean, well, I guess I must have been in shock. Why would I say that? Then it's like something slapped me and said, wake up, idiot. You're not supposed to be seeing the sky. It's supposed to be a roof there. Then I freaked out. I panicked. And I can't remember much more of that except for running out of there in a panic. And my mom grabbing my arm, yanking me under the table where everyone else was, and including my dog. I can remember trying to get to my cat, and cats are not dumb. They're not smart like dogs. The dog came to us. The cat would not come to us. As a result, well, up, up and away is all I can say. And that's happened. But, so anyway, Herman was in 2016. Then we had Hurricane Dennis in 2005. Hurricane Ivan 2004, Hurricane Opal 1995, Hurricane Kate 1985. So hurricanes are definitely nothing to play with. I mean, I'm speaking from experience because I did grow up in the island half my life. So I can definitely tell you hurricanes are nothing to joke with. Seek refuge to get out of there, evacuate if you must. It's not a joke. And I would get out of Dodge, get out of there. Let's see here. Mayor warns possibly greater than I've seen in my 59 years. Is he talking about the hurricane? Don't know what he's talking about there. Let's see what else. Cone, this must be the hurricane satellite, the hurricane, NHS latest, the hurricane. There's a lot of hurricane news in my news feed here. So I would definitely take it serious. Take it serious. You definitely don't want to be in the path of a hurricane. It's not a good thing. Okay, let's see what else is in here. Lots of FCC nationalization of public infrastructure. Let's see. This is might be like a little follow-up. I think I read up on this already about the 5G rollouts, but without controversy. I still have to look this up. I really need to find out about more about this 5G. It's about the claims about military using it for crowd control. I really need to look deeper into that. I really need to. And obviously, it's been very tough trying to find more details on it. I've been just finding what I've told you before. And so, I'm going to have to keep digging and see if I could find anything further up on that. But for now, I cannot find anything else other than what I said before. Leaked transcript contradicts Google China story. Why is there always leak going on everywhere? I don't understand. There's always leakage. I mean, goodness gracious. Leaks, leaks, leaks. Okay, so where is this from? This is from... I can't read the whole thing. The Wall Street Journal. I am not going to subscribe to them. Google opts not to disclose the users, its discovery of a bug. Speaking of that, I am Not sure if I told you this already, but Google Plus, I think that they're closing it down indefinitely. Let's see, Google exposed the private data of hundreds of thousands of users of the Google Plus social network and then opt not to disclose the issue this past spring, in part because of fears that doing so would draw regulatory scrutiny and cause reputational damage, according to people briefed on the incident and documents reviewed by the Wall Street Journal. So, as part of its response to the incident, the Alphabet Inc. unit on Monday announced a sweeping set of data privacy measures that include permanently shutting down all consumer functionality. So, I never was a big fan of when it rolled out. I tried it, and I was like, no, this Google Plus sucks. I didn't like it, so I never really used it. It never caught fire with me. I didn't like it at all. It's not like when I moved from MySpace to Fakebook, and I loved Fakebook. I used to like it, but then, I didn't like the Google Plus at all. And I'm trying other stuff like MeWe, but MeWe has a different feel. It's basically like it's a conservative social network, but mostly the topics of are always about just politics mainly. So it doesn't feel like how Facebook used to feel, where it was like a social network. You would just socialize about all sorts of stuff. So far, to me, the MeWe's give me like a political feel, which is fine because I'm using it for my political show. So it's fine. I'm not using it, but I can't genuinely say that it's a fake book replacer or replacement for me. Neither is all the other ones like JAI or Gayu, or I can't even pronounce it. All the other ones, they all feel like conservative like myself. We didn't have anywhere to turn, and so we turn to these places, and they just feel all political. Because we weren't able to express ourselves on Facebook, so we're expressing ourselves on these other platforms. So it doesn't come across like social networking, like it's more like political conservative networking to me, which is fine. Like I said, I'm using them for my platform, so I'm all good with it, all good in the neighborhood. So, but I don't know. I don't know if I'll continue to search for any more social online networks. I'm sick of them. I'm sick of them all. Flee out of this world. What is this? Out of this world. Let's get it on. I don't know why it popped into my head. I don't know any words in the English language or any language to match the beauty of an orbital sunrise. Stunning space station shots revealed. It does look beautiful. It does. It looks very nice. Very good. Very good. Man accused of sexual assault in haunted house? Oh my goodness. Let's see what we have here. So his name is West Ailis, a man accused of assaulting workers at Racine County Haunted House. Prentice Johnson allegedly choked one woman, touched another's breast. And the picture of him is, he's 39, African-American man. And, let's see. Let's not presume him guilty until innocent. Let's always presume that he's innocent until proven guilty. Let's read on here. So he's charged of fourth degree sexual assault, misdemeanor battery, disorderly conduct, and felony bail jumping in connection with the alleged incident at the abandoned house, haunted house, on Southeast Frontage Road in Mount Pleasant. according to the charges, to the charging documents, two women employees at the Halloween attraction identified Johnson as the man who attacked them as he made his way through the venue. One woman said Johnson reached out and grabbed her breast when she jumped out to scare him. Another said Johnson reached to her scare and briefly choking her. So wow, it sounds like this guy, he went there to the haunted house. He was like, you know, he paid to go there to the haunted house and attacked two female employees when one tried to scare him and he touched her breast, and then the other one, he reacted to her scaring by choking her. A responding Racine County Sheriff deputy said Johnson appeared to be intoxicated, a violation of his bond. So, well, there you go. He was drunk and he was in trouble with the law already. So, you know, in this guy's case, I'm forming my opinion that he did do it. Whereas Justice Kavanaugh, nothing was corroborated and he wasn't a bad guy. He had a impeccable reputation, and where this guy, he's a dirtbag. If convicted of all charges, Johnson faces nearly 8 years in prison and more than $30,000 in fines. So like I said before, you're always going to have bad guys out there. It's impossible. Not everyone's going to be good. It's just not possible. It's not right. It's not going to happen. It really won't. Skeletal remains thought to be Halloween decorations. Huh. Well, this is still part of the story about the man accused of sexual assault. So we went through that already. Mystery as gay porn star found dead. Huh. Let's see what's going on here. This is from the Daily Mail. Mystery surrounds gay porn star. Come on, don't give me these clicking stupid ads. Come on, get out of there. This is so irritating. It literally try to force you to read the ads. Okay. It's messing with my continuity of my show here. Mystery surrounds gay porn star found dead at age 21 as scammers set up fake GoFundMe accounts to pay for funeral costs. Huh. People are bad. People are really bad. A gay porn star has been found dead at age 21. Kyle Dean, whose real name is Brandon Crisson, was found dead September 28th. The cause of death is also still unknown for the Austin, Texas-born performer. Throughout his career, Crisson starred in more than a dozen porn scenes for Corbin Fisher and Gay Hoopla, whatever those are. No idea. The adult star racked up quite the rap sheet in the past 3 years and was arrested in February 2017 on contempt of court and violation of probation charges. This was after he was arrested on drugs and burglary charges multiple times and released to his mother. So apparently his being a porn star didn't exactly give him any money. Because why is he a thief? Why is he stealing? So apparently being a gay porn star for him didn't work out anyway. He was previously charged with possession of drugs. After deleting all social media accounts, copycats were known to start fake ones. a person who claimed to be his friend, posting 2 days after his death a GoFundMe account for funeral expenses, which has now been removed. People are sick. That's just sick. Why would you scammers are the worst form of human filth. They really are. It's like Obama's administration, they used to say, never let a good crisis go to waste. And that apparently they thought was a good crisis, and they figured they could get some money out of it. I hope that they go to jail. According to the South Florida Gay News, some online commentators have described Dean as a gay for pay performer. Nothing his frequent pleas for financial assistance for everything from Uber rides to Amazon wishlist gifts. Kristen is not the first gay porn star to die at such a young age this year. In June, police found Dave Slick unconscious in a Qdoba restaurant bathroom in Chicago. He was pronounced dead 15 minutes later at 6:26. The same month, 25-year-old Tyler White was discovered dead at his mother's home in Rhode Island, and it is believed drugs were involved in his death. Well, drugs all play a big role, I'm gonna assume, and with strippers and porn stars, and I guess gay porn stars, they are the same. You're always having sex all the time. You need to have that high. So, I'm just speculating. I don't know. I'm not a porn star, so I don't know these things. I'm just speculating. He loved to play football and physically train his body. Christian's obituary reads, he played football for the East Manatee Bulldogs Pop Warner team for 4 years and played for the Brandon River freshman football team, it says. Christian also won fourth place in his adult physique competition at 17. A memorial will be held for him Saturday to celebrate his life. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. It's sad. It's sad. Anyone looking to go into this line of work, I say don't. Figure something else out. It's not what it seems. It really isn't. I mean, it's not worth it. You're abusing your body day in and after day in after day in. You're abusing your body. The human body isn't meant to have sex like that. I don't think we're supposed to be having sex like that constantly. It's just not right. You know, it's insane. So I say think twice about it, women and men, lesbian, gay, straight, whatever. Think really, really, really hard about what you're getting yourself into, because it's a lot. Many people try to glorify these things, but you're going into a profession that's not right. It's not. You're gonna be dealing with drugs and violent and possibly murder. So I would think really hard about what you're getting yourself into. It's not worth it. Police dog turns on officer. I read about that before. Minnesota teacher put on leave after kill Kavanaugh tweet. Put on leave. She needs to be go to jail. She needs to go to jail. Rosemount educator on leave after tweeting kill Kavanaugh. The FBI in Minneapolis confirmed it is aware of the tweet, which has since been deleted. Update: the educator has resigned. She needs to go to jail. She does. A Rosemont special education. Wow. Did she pick up some special education? Okay, so I'm going to stop there. I'm not going to be insensitive. The Rosemont special education teacher has been placed on paid administration leave, but like I said, she is now since retired, resigned. Key word for resign is she's been forced out. It was either that or be fired. It's either go out on your own accordance or we're going to fire you. That's what it means when people resign most of the time when it comes to stuff like this. And that's not part of free speech. You can't threaten someone's life. You can't do that. That's not free speech. For you idiots, you're going to be like, what about free speech? You're conservative, man. That's not free speech. Yeah, brother, come on. Yeah. No, that's not. It's not. So, let's see here. Rand Paul wife. I slept with a loaded gun after threats. Who could blame her? Kelly Paul, the wife of Senator Rand Paul, described her increasing concerns for the safety of herself and her family amidst increasing calls for Democrats and the broader left to amplify politically motivated hostility towards Republicans. She offered her remarks on Friday, and she says she sleeps with a loaded gun. I can't blame her. If you want to come after me, gonna come after my family because of my political affiliation, then come on, bring it on. Let's rock. Pentagon projects conflicts with corporate values. Let's see. Corporate values. Google drops out of Pentagon's $10 billion cloud competition. Alphabet Inc.'s Google has decided not to compete for the Pentagon's cloud computing contract value as much as $10 billion, saying the project may conflict with its corporate values. The project, known as the John Enterprise Defense Infrastructure Cloud, or JEDI, involves transitioning massive amounts of Defense Department data to a commercially operated cloud system. Companies are due to submit bids for the contract, which could last as long as 10 years. So who else is bidding for this? Let's see. So Google dropped out. Who else is in there? Who else? We're not bidding on JEDI contract because, first, we couldn't be assured that it would align with our AI principles, as Google spokesman said in a statement. And second, we determined that there were portions of the contract that were out of scope with our current government certifications. Who else? I'm looking to see if there's anyone else who bid besides Google. I'm not seeing anything, at least not here. So yeah, I see nothing. I see zero zip nada, zero zip nada, zero 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 zip nada. Okay. He taught himself to draw in prison. Now he's winning over art world. Who might this be? Could it be my friend, Ryan? Or ex-friend, I should say, ex-best friend? He taught himself to draw in prison. No, this is a black guy, this is not Ryan. Russell Craig, former North Philly foster kid runaway drug dealer and felon, current day Morales teacher, Ford Foundation, Art for Justice honoree, and conceptual artist, didn't so much break into the art world as a sneak in. He'd heard about Mural Arts, Philadelphia program, I don't care, no, I don't care. I am happy that he turned his life around. many people in who are comes out of jail, they're rejected and they don't get a second chance. I say there's certain crimes where you deserve a second chance, but all the crimes like rape and molesting, child murder, I said no second chance for them. No second chance for them, no. Morgan Stanley, belief in America exceptionalism, never been higher. Agreed, agreed. Except for the idiot lefts, wackos, except for them. Talked about Facebook camera following you around, want no part of it. Want is no part of it at all. LA immigrants who spent months in detention described harsh conditions at California facility. Go home then. Why don't you go back home if you don't like it? Go home. Don't come. Go home. Don't come. Sit down. Me or more. Whatever that stupid song goes. Okay. Web traffic race. CNN over Fox News. Drudge over NYT. Washington Post. Porn sites dominate. Well. Let's see what's going here. Okay, so this is on SimilarWeb.com. Top website ranking. Oh, look, you got PoliticalBombshow.cf. Number one. Wishful thinking. No, it's not even close. I'm not even on the list. So let's go. Let's see how much is the top. What top? What top? Home. The top 50. The top 50. Who do you think the lowest is on the top 50? The lowest. So let's just read the low one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 9, 10. So the top lowest on the list from number 40 to 50, where are the worst? You got WellsFargo.com, number 40, MLB, number 41, ATT, number 42, Yelp, 43, Instructure, number 44, Bank of America, 45, Microsoft Online, 46, Hulu, 47, DuckDuckGo. What is this? Number 48. Weather. Number 49. And the worst on the list is AOL. I don't know what DuckDuckGo. It's okay. It tells you what they are. DuckDuckGo is an internet and telecommunication search engine. So those are the worst on the list. Now the top 10. Starting from 10 going up to the best. Number 10. Wow, you got quite a bit of, you see, this is what I'm talking about. Porn is horrible. It's not good for our industry, but porn is all over the top 10 list. Starting at number 10, you have X videos. Number 9, you got eBay. Number 8, you got Twitter. Number 7, another porn, never heard of these things, XNXX. Number 6, you got Pornhub. And so the top 5, what do you think is in top 5? Well, some of the ones that I thought would be in the top 5, and many of them are in the top 5. Number 5, Yahoo. I didn't expect that to be there. Number 4, Amazon. I expected Amazon to be there. I thought it'd be higher. Number 3, YouTube. I expected that to be there. I thought that would be number 1. Number 2, Fakebook. I thought that would be number 1, but that's number 2. And number 1 is Google. So, Google, Facebook, YouTube, Amazon, Yahoo are the top 5. Then you got in these porn. Wow, porn is just everywhere. Everywhere. And Anyway, let's get out of there. What else do we have? Antifa blocks roads. You know, I read something where did I read this? I don't remember. Never mind. They really are they're a domestic terrorist group, in my opinion. And the president needs to handle them as such, and they need to be rounded up. That's my opinion. Woo's voters in with simple recipe for ending violence. That's in Brazil. We're not going to Brazil. A lot of these stories are mixed. I've talked about it already. I don't understand how this stupid thing works. Number two. Trump blasts who? Terrible Chicago crime urges to stop and frisk. I read that. Alright, so the stories are. Alright, so I'm not going to keep reading the same stories over and over. I'm done with you! Let's look at some more, a different source, and make sure that I'm actually done with them. Let's see. Am I done with you or not? Da da da. Okay, let's see if there's anything. The hurricane is all over the news. Now the winds are 150 miles per hour. Hailstorm strengthens further. Bullseye. Panama City strong. Of a lifetime, so it's getting up there. Be careful, be very careful, please. Let's see if this is anything new on Melania. Melania breaks silence. Melania Trump to tell all. First lady sits down for a solo TV interview and talks about her husband's infidelities, the state of their marriage, and reveals why. She wore that jacket. So there's really nothing. ABC teases no questions off limits interview with Melania Trump. Let's see here. Shall we play a little bit of this? I'm skeptical to play a little bit of this. Because it is ABC after all. It is ABC, but let's see.
On ABC.
Finish this sentence for me. Melania Trump is...
First Lady Melania Trump.
You did agree to this interview, to your credit, with no preconditions.
Correct.
Knowing that there could be some tough questions asked.
The exclusive.
Okay, it's just like an info. It's not telling you anything. They're trying to... I know what they're doing. Okay, we're not going to play anymore. I'm not going to promote it. Not going to promote your... No. Sears prepares for bankruptcy, which is, I don't want to say it's good news for me, but I am looking to be a homeowner, and it would be nice to get some appliances at a good deal. Speaking of which, I don't know if I'm liking my realtor. She keeps sending me stuff that I don't want. I keep telling her what I want, so I'm not in a contract with tied in with her anyway, so I'm gonna be looking into some other people. Okay, on what else you got here? Gas prices continue to rise. Break up Amazon before it does any more damage to America. I've been calling for this forever. I really have been calling for this forever. I've even, when I was still making music, I did a song. Let's see if I can find it. Bust the Trust. I did a song, Bust the Trust. Because it really, really and truly, this is great. When Jeff Bezos announced that Amazon would be raising its minimum wage to $15 an hour last week, the reception was rapturous. The Seattle Times called it the just thing. Good for them. President Trump's chief economist, advisor Larry Kudlow, I'm in favor of higher wages. Bloomberg called it proof that an even higher minimum wage is probably safe for big, productive cities. Senator Bernie Sanders, a chief Bezos antagonist, called it enormously important, unequivocally good news. Okay, come on, let's get to this. I believe our society is effectively going through this very uncomfortable transition that is bad for the youth, bad for America. I agree that it needs to be broken up. It really and truly needs to be broken up because it's just too big. They're having too much control. And so not only them, but Google also need to be broken up. I've said this before. It's just too big. Too big. They have to be broken up. And I'm not going to take that back. I'm not going to take it back at all because it's not, they're killing off small companies. I mean, look at Toys R Us. Toys R Us is gone. And you're not going to convince me otherwise that it wasn't in part because of Amazon. Amazon is the worst of them all. It really is the worst of them all. And so I say that they need to be broken up. They really and truly need to be broken up. There's no question in my mind about that. So they really got to be broken up, honestly. We'll be right back.
Anything. The club isn't the best place to stalk a lover, so the gym is where I go. That is where I spy on you when you box up, pretend I box also. I've got a weird obsession with the shape of your body. This creepy song is all about that. Make your hands, nose, the shape of your ears, hips and throat, and the shape of your mouth. And now I'm singing like, what size are your boxing gloves? Show me your handshake.
Hold on, what, excuse me?
Come on now, just let me see. I may be crazy, don't mind me.
Say boy, your head is messed up. Don't touch my waist, why are you measuring me?
Because I love your body.
OMG, you are a freak.
I'm in love with the shape of you. I made a body that you're grand to. Your stomach is real flat and smooth, and your butt's running bubbly. Last night I was in your room, and I stole this red bra from you. That's how I figured out the shape of your boobs. Can I measure your inseam?
Weirdo, 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 weirdo. You're obsessed with my body.
Don't go, don't go, don't go, don't go. What's your body in the bones? This weekend and you came back to the gym, was so glad to see your body. Watching from the distance so you wouldn't see me. It was like we were on our second date. I watched for hours and hours, even when you took a shower, making mental pics of all of your shapes. I left a note in your locker, son, your body's stalker. Let's both get naked, what do you say? And now you're singing like,
weirdo, do you even box? Or do you just come to this gym to stalk me and inspect my body? Goddamn it, stop measuring me.
Girl, yes, of course I box.
Okay, then prove it, throw a left hook at me.
Can I first measure your feet?
Wait, hold on, are those my panties?
I still there for the locker room.
Okay, this has to end right now, dude. I'm getting in that ring with you. I'm gonna beat your body. Objectifying girls is rude. We have personalities too. We're more than just hot bodies.
Show me your buffs. I'm in love with your body.
Why are you such a psychopath?
I'm in love with your body. Look, I even made up a graph. It's shaping up quite nicely.
I'm gonna knock your teeth out, man.
This is making me horny. Can I please cover all your shapes with this loop?
Here's two shapes I got just for you.
Doesn't need one of us spare tooth.
Welcome back, welcome back. So, let's get into some of these sound bites. I don't actually feel like talking about healthcare. It's boring to me, and the reason why the costs keep going up, to make it short and sweet and to the point, is because big pharmaceutical is in bed with big government, and therefore, and big doctors and big hospitals, and therefore the consumers get hosed. In plain English, that's what's going on with that, because there's no other explanation to that makes any sense. So hopefully this administration takes care of that. Aetna is really, I'm big insurance, Aetna sucks. That's horrible, horrible. So I mean, it could be my employers too. Maybe they gave me a crappy plan because they don't want to put much into it. I don't know, there's too many variables and it's a boring topic, and so I'm not going to talk about it anymore. I'll instead get into some other stuff here. So, as you heard by now, hold on, Fox News. Okay, you know, these breaking news stories, sometimes they're not breaking news. Let's see what, if this is actual breaking news. Let's see here, clicking on this, and can the Constitution, it says here, five things angry Democrats want to change in wake of Kavanaugh defeat. After failing to block the confirmation of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court, Democrats and allies in the media are shifting course to float a range of ideas, some far-fetched, to curb the rightward shift of the court. Trump crowd in Iowa uses famous Hillary chant on the new target. What's the favorite Hillary chant? What is it? I don't know. Does anyone know what the favorite Hillary chant is? I wish I could really know, have an idea what it is. I mean, I'm trying to think of stuff. Cough up a lung. That must be it. Cough up a lung. Cough up a lung. Cough up a... Wait, no. That doesn't sound right. Is there anything else it could be? Come on, people. Help me out. Someone tell me what the famous Hillary chant can be, because I really don't know. I think cough up a lung sounds pretty damn good. What do you think? What do you think? What do you think? I don't know. So anyway, what else? Let's see. Is there anything else here? Let's see here. Let's click on that. This time. Oh, okay. So this time, the famous Hillary chant apparently was directed at Feinstein first and then Clinton. Now what could that be? Someone's gotta know. Someone please tell me. Please tell me. I'm dying to know. I don't know. Let's read more of the story. This is more entertaining than healthcare. I don't know. What do you think? What do you think? What do you think? So anyway, let's continue here.
Put forward a plan to stop it. My opponent has no plan to end government corruption because she is the embodiment of government corruption. The embodiment.
Okay, so we all know what it is. Lock her up. Lock her up is what it is. Okay. And she really should be locked up. It's not a joke. She really needs to be locked up. This is why we are chanting. I say we because I've been to rallies and I've also chanted lock her up. Lock her up. Lock the biatch up. So, Nikki Haley, we've all heard about her resigning. So let's play a bite of her talking about resigning from her position.
It has been an honor of a lifetime.
We will miss you. We'll be speaking all the time, but we will miss you nevertheless. And you have done a fantastic job.
So she's going to be resigning. And of course, the media is always trying to add fuel to the fire, and they're trying to get to her to ask her, well, are you retiring because you are going to be his opponent in 2020? So, and this is Nikki Haley's response.
Say this, for all of you that are going to ask about 2020, no, I'm not running for 2020. I can promise you what I'll be doing is campaigning for this one.
So, this one referring to Donald Trump, she was pointing to him. She's going to be campaigning for him. I'm sorry. Hiccup and a burp. Okay. Ronna McDaniel, she's talking about Republicans being energized in the midterm, and this is not supposed to happen. When the party in power is usually voters are usually relaxed and not that energized, but not this time around. So she's talking a little bit about that.
It is fierce. We've seen a 500% increase in our fundraising at the end of this month as tensions have been boiling over in Washington and voters have started to pay attention. And Republicans are saying, we want to see results in Washington. We don't want this dysfunction and this chaos and the resist and the obstruct that the Democrats are putting forward. We like what Republicans are getting done, 3.7% unemployment, the lowest since we put a man on the moon. And the numbers are being backed up by high fundraising dollars, a small online donor. They really are energized to win the majorities, keep those majorities in November.
Okay. And it is true. We're not rolling over and playing dead this time. We like the direction of the country, and we don't want it to be rolled back into the Obama years. We don't want that. We don't want that at all. So this is why we're energized. This is why we are energized. So I want to shift gears and talk about something that I don't know much about this. You saw Kim Kardashian and Nicki Minaj, or Nicki Minaj, whatever her name is, the rapper with the butt. Nicki Minaj, I guess. I don't know. I don't listen to rap. So anyway, there's this procedure that ordinary women, is called BBL for short, Brazilian butt lifts, and it's a basically, well, let me have them explain it to you, and let's see, where is this? Let's have them explain what it is. Apparently the death rates in that type of plastic surgery is very high. It's dangerous. And honestly, as a man speaking, as a man looking to date a woman, I don't find that attractive at all. It's nasty looking. It's nasty. I don't like it at all. I mean, if you're thinking that us men, I can only speak for myself, I don't like that. It's nasty looking. It's fake and it's nasty. And even the real one, I'm not sure if Nicki Minaj and Kardashian's butt is really like that or they had surgery, but it looks nasty to me. I don't find it that attractive at all. So if you're looking to get it to impress us men, it's not going to impress me anyway. So anyway, let's listen to what it the BB, what is it, Brazilian butt lift, what it is.
The BBL, or Brazilian butt lift procedure, involves liposuction of fat from areas that a woman might not want to have the fat, so around the tummy, the flanks, the thighs, and this fat is re-injected into the buttock. One of the concerns is that when the fat is injected into a danger area, for example, into the muscle or deeper, is considered dangerous because the gluteus maximus, or the buttock muscles, are the biggest muscles almost in the body. So the vessels are really big and the veins are really big. And if the fat is injected into the vein, it can go into the circulation through the heart and into the lungs and cause a fat embolus, which is the bit of fat that gets lodged either in the heart or in the lungs. And that can cause death.
So is it worth it, ladies? Is it worth it to really do that? I mean, I could have played some sound bites, many of them, of women who regret having them. One lady, she's still in pain to this day because of that surgery. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. I would not advise you doing it. It really doesn't attract me to you. And if anything, it detracts me from you. It repulses me. It doesn't look good at all. I mean, I've had friends in the past, they talk about, oh yeah, I would like me a girl with a big butt like that. But when you, in reality, when you look at their girlfriends or their wives, they look nothing like that. So it's all fiction. It's all fantasy. No one wants that. Stop it. You're killing yourself. Don't be stupid. Don't be a moron. Stop doing it. Stop killing yourself. Really, stop it. It's not worth it. So let's UFC. Like I said before, I don't really watch UFC at all. It's just not. It's just sports. I just don't. I'm not. Not that much of a sports fan. I'm not. I used to be, but people change over the years, and I'm not a big sports fan. But apparently, the president, he called Derek Lewis hours before his fight, and well, let's play. Let's see, where is this one? Derek Lewis, he was being interviewed in the octagon, and let's listen to what he said in the octagon after his fight. What did Derek Lewis say?
I forgot, a few hours before the fight, Donald Trump called me and told me I got knocked this Russian out because they're making him look bad on the news. You know, him and Putin, they talking about USA in his home.
So, had to beep out a lot of what he said there. But basically he said that the president called him and said he had to knock the Russian guy out. They're making him look bad. And so that he did. Knock the Russian guy out. So here you have the BBC interviewing him after that, because they wanted to ask him, could he expand on what Donald Trump and him talked about. And I love his answer to them. So let's play Derek Lewis responding to the media. What did he say to them, the BBC?
Nah, it was just between me and him, you know, because y'all really fake news around here, so I can't tell you.
Okay,
so pretty much told him to go jump into a lake of fire. I'm not telling you anything, you're fake news. Okay, and then so, just like fake news fashion, these fake reporters would not give up, and they said, so when you win, if you win the championship belt, will you take it to the White House and give it to the president? Like, I forget the other fighter in UFC who did that. And this is his answer to them.
Nah, I'm not gonna go that far, because you know Barack not in that no more, but we'll see what happens.
So just in case you guys are thinking, oh, he's a Trump guy, he said it right there. He'll see what happens. He said Barack is not in there anymore. So I guess it's he's not partisan. I mean, he's not one-sided, and he can accept calls from the president and treated with the dignified respect that it should be treated with the privacy that it should be treated with. And I like that he's his own person. So, speaking of that, you also have, who was this? Giving a shout out to Special K, as he called him. Where is that one? Special K, Special K. Let's see here. It doesn't say his name, but UFC, when he wins his fight and he gives a shout out. So let's see. Give a shout out to Special K. Special K.
First and foremost, I want to give out a shout to my homie Brett Kavanaugh. Way to go, Special K. I want to give out a shout to my homie Brett Kavanaugh. Way to go, Special K.
So, Special K. Yeah, that's pretty much all I have on soundbites. That's it for today, folks. Enjoy your hump day.
Political corruption is from the nation. A new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. They're all too corrupted. Political bomb, political bomb. So come on, people, let's go. Political bomb, political bomb. So come on, people, let's go.